We will now move on to the public comment session, and I'd like to welcome all our visitors from the public. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment session during each meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what speakers have to say and ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speakers would be happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting for a question and answer session as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that today we have two guest speakers, and we're looking forward to hearing from them. So first, I would like to call on Ms. Kate McIntyre.
I want to thank everyone for allowing me this time to speak. I am an alumni from UIC. I chose UIC because it is one of the most diverse universities in the nation, and education should be more than just curriculum, and the results should not just be measured by GPA. Education is also coming into contact with people from all walks of life, widening your perspective and knowledge of the ways people live in the world, and it should be measured by what you do with that knowledge. I met several undocumented people at UIC. I would like to place special emphasis on the word people. These are people who have dreams and desires to contribute to society. I also learned about their fears, which they lived with from the moment they woke up to when they fell asleep at night. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will take the presidency, and as part of his campaign, he has promised to increase the number of deportations and withdraw federal funding from sanctuary cities. This will tear even more lives and families apart and dash people's dreams for higher education. Upon his election, a petition was circulated asking that the university declare itself a sanctuary campus. It received overwhelming support from students, faculty, staff, alumni, and community members from Urbana, Springfield, and Chicago. I was disappointed to see that the university chose to deny the demand of this petition, stating that because of its status as a federal institution, there was nothing that could be done. To me, the university is more than just a federal institution. It is a space dedicated to innovation, and the people who both work and go to school there are dedicated to changing the world, to improving the world. The effects of denying this petition are already being felt. Undocumented students were afraid to address the board directly. They felt unsafe in speaking to you today. So I am presenting what they would like to see happen in light of the refusal to be called a sanctuary campus on their behalf. Number one, restrict collaboration with ICE. Two, condemn all forms of racism, hate speech, bigotry, and violence geared toward women, LGBTQ, disabled, Muslims, undocumented, Black, and other students, faculty, and staff. Respond and investigate any hate crimes on campus and act to the fullest extent of the law. The university should continue to protect student privacy. Remind faculty and staff to not inquire into any student's immigration status unless required to by law. The university should provide confidential and legal counseling to DACA and undocumented students. Maintain scholarships and support for in-state tuition for DACA and undocumented students. And campus police should ensure that its officers and employees should not inquire into immigration status or engage in any law enforcement action based on immigration status. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. McIntyre. Our next speaker is Mr. Joe Padilla.
Members of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois School System, I thank you for your time and listening to this upcoming comment. I would also like to thank the undocumented students who did not feel secure to be able to comment at this time. My name is Joe Padilla, and I'm a third-year student in the Teaching of History program at UIC, and I am also one of the coordinators of UIC Student Action, a group which fights for racial, social, and economic justice in Chicago and around the state. 3 years ago, I first walked onto this campus and immediately fell in love. The students, the professors, the ambition, and the burning desire to learn was as beautifully evident then as it is now. Even as a queer Latinx student, I have always felt my ideas rightly challenged, my identity and beliefs supported, and my physical presence safe from harm. Unfortunately, this has not been the case for many undocumented students at our school. Undocumented people face a myriad of issues already in our society. Dangerous and difficult work for low pay, ineligibility for most public health care coverage, the truly horrifying prospect of deportation for a minor infraction or none at all. This is not to mention the staggering number of disappearances of people crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, which, according to the advocacy group No More Deaths, totaled 1,200 last year and tens of thousands since the 1990s. Now, I am not here to tell you what U.S. immigration policy should be. I am aware of the relative power of the board. I know the possible and the impossible, and I am not asking you to change the election, dismantle ICE, or pardon all undocumented immigrants. However, I fervently ask for you to make the University of Illinois a sanctuary for all students. The election of Donald Trump, who will assume the presidency in approximately 24 hours, was brought forth on an explicit agenda and campaign promise to deport all of the undocumented immigrants of the United States, thereby uprooting lives, breaking up families, and putting those who escaped from an environment with even greater hostility to their existence in danger once again. I am aware of Rahm Emanuel's commitment to retaining Chicago as a sanctuary city. However, the campuses of the U of I system rest on state grounds and are not subject to all matters of Chicago law and protections. In addition, Donald Trump has vowed to defund sanctuary cities, and in the event of this, we cannot afford to rely on the word of our mayor and the city. Instead of waiting in anxious sweat and worry, hoping for the best, we can make sure that ICE comes nowhere near our students and that we live up to the high ambitions and commitment this university was established with. By declaring U of I to be a sanctuary campus, we can fulfill the will of the majority of students and faculty and protect the hundreds of undocumented students who already face constant oppression and exploitation in our society. In these times, we live in a world dominated by fear and uncertainty of the highest level, and we must show that we are not on the side of those like Trump who would utilize these anxieties for personal gain. In this fight, we must be on the side of human rights, justice, and compassion. I thank you for your time, and I urgently ask for you, the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, to make this a sanctuary campus.
Thank you, Mr. Padilla.